it's Thursday morning, and we have a special morning conversation for you. Carbondale Community Arts is celebrating its 25th anniversary, and to talk about a couple events that are going on or coming up, Nancy Stemper with Carbondale Community Arts and Donna Bachman with the SIU University Museum joined us in the studio this morning. Good morning, ladies. Welcome.
Good morning.
As I mentioned, this is the 25th anniversary of Carbondale Community Arts, and I know you have an event that is coming up on Tuesday at the Civic Center. What's in store?
Well, Tuesday, July 10th is our official 25th anniversary, and we're happy to have received a proclamation from the Carbondale mayor acknowledging that and acknowledging the importance of the arts in the lives of our citizens on a daily basis. So on Tuesday, we will be once again toasting our good fortune to have been able to serve the community for 25 years with an exhibit, a silent auction, and a raffle that will give the public opportunities to participate and help us with additional fundraising for the other programs that we are looking forward to as we celebrate this important landmark.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is going to be at the Civic Center. It's there, I believe, is it in the main gallery there at the Civic Center?
For many years, well, actually, since the Civic Center was built, Carbondale Community Arts has curated exhibits in the corridor of the Civic Center. So we call the space the Corridor Gallery. It is an incidental art gallery for everyone who happens to have business in the city, and also is a terrific place to showcase the talent in our community and visiting artists, and it's a great place for us to be celebrating our 25th.
Mm-hmm. I think part of this, is, if I understand correctly, is also a fundraising effort for another initiative that is coming up. It's called E.T. Come Home, and in this case, E.T. means extraordinary or extraordinarily talented, and is referring to local artists.
That's correct. We imagine that over the 25 years Carbondale Community Arts has been serving the public, we have had the good fortune to work with hundreds, if not thousands, of artists, and many of them are still being extremely productive and helpful here in our own community and creative in our own community, but many of them have gone on to other things and other places. And E.T. Come Home is an opportunity to celebrate the diaspora of culture that Carbondale has cultivated over the years. We are going to be working with the University Museum, and so Donna Bachman is here to talk a little bit about that particular partnership. It's going to be our 13th biennial exhibition. It goes back to the very first Arts and Celebration 25 years ago. But as it only happens every other year, we're on number 13 now, and I'd like Donna to talk a little bit about that exhibit and some of the features of that exhibit, if you don't mind.
No, I'd be happy to, Nancy. As Nancy said, one of the things that is truly a part of the legacy of Carbondale Community Arts are the number of artists that they have helped introduce the community to. And a number of those artists have been featured at the University Museum, and that's very much the case for the 13th Biennial, which is being celebrated not only in conjunction with the 25th anniversary of CCA, but also the university's homecoming. So we will be having our reception, showing these artists like Preston Jackson and many others, we'll be having the reception the Friday of homecoming. So that should be fun for all.
Donna, you mentioned Preston Jackson. I'm sure many of our listeners are familiar with those works. What else is going to be in store on display for the folks to come out and see?
Well, we have a number of artists, and they're still being determined. That's part of our fundraising exhibit because, as Nancy said, they have gone out into the greater world. Frank Brown is an artist I can mention from Minnesota, Joanna Johnson, a number of people that will be very familiar to Carbondale audiences.
Mm-hmm. Donna, from your perspective at the University Museum, how important is it to have an organization like Carbondale Community Arts in the community in terms of just appreciation and awareness for the arts?
Well, I think it's extraordinarily important to use that word that's becoming kind of the buzzword for all of us when we look back on that 25-year history. And we've enjoyed this wonderful partnership, not simply with the biennial art shows, but with support that CCA has provided for educational outreach and exhibitions we've had over the years. So it's very integral to our program and to many other programs in Southern Illinois.
Mm-hmm. Nancy, I wanted to touch base, as we all know, the governor signed the budget about a week or so ago, and it's going to be a difficult year for many organizations. I think specifically for the Illinois Arts Council, I believe it's about a 9.4% cut, and that's got to have an impact on organizations and agencies like yours.
We anticipate, sadly, that it will definitely have an impact. The Arts Council has been very adamant about its support of local arts agencies such as ours. And in looking at the breakdown of the line item budget, I think that it has been recognized that the dollars that go into local communities are some of the most important funding that the Arts Council is able to distribute. I think that we will continue our advocacy on their behalf and on behalf of the National Endowment for the Arts, because they do so much to bring creativity and culture to our smaller communities. But it is going to be a blow, and we're disappointed, but we understand that everyone's taken a hit this year. So we will forge ahead and do the best we can. I think that one of the reasons that we appeal to our local supporters so effectively is that people understand how important arts opportunities are for our region and for our citizens. One of the things that I wanted to reinforce as we talk about E.T. Come Home is that the event co-chair, John Holmes, is helping us to coordinate opportunities to bring artists into schools in the area. So this is not only a celebration, but it's an educational opportunity for the region.
Mm-hmm. So for folks that hear this or see some of the materials, the event next week is going to be on Tuesday at the Civic Center. But for more information about it or about the upcoming E.T. Come Home, where's a good place to get information for folks that are interested?
www.carbondalearts.org. We are daily adding to information about this event and about other things that will happen between now and the end of the year. We're looking forward soon to the 16th All Southern High School Theater Project production of Cinderella. We're going to be doing a big arts advocacy and assessment project with some visitors from upstate throughout the fall, and we have a lot of other opportunities for engagement and learning between now and the end of the year.
And Donna, anyone interested in what is currently on display and coming up at the University Museum? Where can
They, too, can go to our website, or they can simply call 453-5388. And our exhibit with Nancy and Carbondale Community Arts opens September 28th, and it'll be running through October 27th. So we hope everyone will come out for that, too.
All right, terrific. Donna Bachman with the University Museum and Nancy Stemper with Carbondale Community Arts. Thank you both so much for being with us here today, and we will feature this again this afternoon so we can hear more about it then as well.